Friends, we are continuing our shiur on the topic of ribis. Is there a kinyan mitzad the mominus of ribis? And we were discussing Yevad Lo Mahani in the previous shiur. We saw that pshat in Yevad Lo Mahani is that that's what the pasuk means, that there's an iser and there's no chalos, and it's understood on both levels. That we answered Akash and Od Yehuda, and we also saw that we only say Yevad Lo Mahani when the Isser is Shaykh, even if Lo Mahani, because the mice is a mice of Isser. And on that, Rava said that you get Malchus because you're over on the Isser. But if the Isser isn't in the mice, it's only in the outcome. And if there's no Chalos, there's no Isser. So there we would say Mahani. And the Pasuk is only going to be talking about the Isser and not the Chalos. And then we prove that. That in an instance where it's only going on the, where the Isser is in the Totsah, then the Chalos is Chal. Proved it from being Makdim Chuma Levikurim. And now we are going to proceed further. Again, based on the Torah, Reina Rabbeinu Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal, Chaim Shmulevitz. In Tmura, on the Hamad Aleph, we see that ones shegirish. If a person rapes a woman, Alpidin Torah has to marry her. So if he divorces her, if he's Yisrael, he has to take her back. Why? So the Gemara says that according to Rovo, Yavad Loi Mahani. Because if you try to do it, it's not effective. So therefore, he has to take her back. Frek Tosfos, Dibur Maskil Meisve. Since Lo Mahani, the Gerushin shouldn't be Chal. What do you mean, because Lo Mahani, he has to remarry her? Because if Lo Mahani, the Gerushin shouldn't be Chal in the first place. Kol Milsadam Rachman Aloy Sabri Yavad Lo Mahani. So why are the Gerushin Chal? And for Tosfos, Iskashu Gerushin Lemisa. Ma Misa Motzim Mirushus Abal. Av Gerushin Motzim Mirushus Abal. So we have a Hekesh between the two. And Gerushin is Motzim Mirushus Abal. And therefore it's Mahani, but according to Ravi, he has to take her back. Frek Tekzais from and Simon Reish Ches. From Tesis and Tmura and Avavam and Aleph Divra Maskel Hashta, that Tosfos asks, why don't we say there's an afkamina between Abaye and Rova? Rova holds Lo Mahani, Abaye holds Mahani. So why don't we say there's an afkamina? Gemara is looking for nafkaminas. So why don't we say there's an afkamina in a case where he swore that he wasn't going to divorce his wife, and he did it anyway? So we should say that according to Abaye, Mahani, even though he went against Yeshua, Kol Mosdam Rachman Elo Sabe, God says not to go against Yeshua, but he Yavid Mahani. So Abaye Mahani, Rabbi Loi Mahani, since he was over a member of the Rachmana. Azoyat gefrekt Tosfos. And on this, the Ktzos asks, I don't understand, Gerushin is equated to Misa. And therefore, Tosfos themselves say that we don't say Loi Mahani to be Moinea the Chalez Gerushin. We don't say Loi Mahani to be Moinea the Chalez Gerushin. So how can you say that according to Rovo, the divorce shouldn't be effective if he swore not to divorce his wife? We say Loi Mahani, according to Rava, but not here, because Yavad Loi Mahani isn't Manea Chalais Gerushin, Iskish Lemisa. So we have to say that Tosfos writes and Vav Amud Aleph argues with Tosfos and Daf Hei. And therefore Tosfos and Davov is holding that even by Gerushin, there's a din of Yavad Loi Mahani, Shelo Yachulu HaGerushin. Even by Gerushin, there's a din of Yavad Loi Mahani. Even by Gerushin, there's such a din. And therefore, the Gerushin shouldn't take effect. And if that's true, so let's now go with the Tzigang of Tosis and Avav. According to Tosis and Avav, Yavad Lo Mahani applies to Gerushin as well. So if that's true, let's go back to Daf Hey. And it says there that an Oines that was Megaresh, Im Yisrael Hu Machzir. That if an Oines, somebody raped a girl and then he divorced her, if he's Yisrael, he has to take her back. Because according to Rava, Midini Yavad Loi Mahani. So now we have a Kasha. Since Loi Mahani, the Gerushin shouldn't be Chal. And don't answer to me that Iskishu Gerin Lamisa, and therefore the Gerushin is Chal. Gerushin is Moitzim Rishis Baal, because that's Tosis and Daf Hey. But Tosis and Daf Vav doesn't hold that way. Tosis and Daf Vav holds that Taka, it's Moinea Gerushin. That Loi Mahani is even Moinea Chalais Gerushin, even prevents a Chalais Gerushin. So based on what we explain, we can answer as follows. The whole Issel, Kilashon, I don't know if it's Lashon Rabbeinu, but Alpi Lashon Rabbeinu, Kol Ikar Issura Delo Yuchal Shalcha, Eino Ela Mishum Dida, Ubedata Talia Milta, V'im Askemet Litgaresh, Leka Issura. What's the Issur of Lo Yuchal Shalcha? What's the Issur of an Oines, of a me'anes, of a rapist divorcing the woman? Because this pasuk says la yuchal shalcha kol yomav, but that's only mitzad to her, that's for her benefit, because she has this man out, take care of her, support her. So it's dido b'dayta talya milsa, it's up to her. And if she agrees to get divorced, if she's maskemes lizgarish, then there's no iser. If she agrees to get divorced, there's no iser. Like it says in the Gemara, Mem Amid Aleph, which we've discussed so many times, Gav the essay of Losia Leisha, that he emer loy beina like essay klal. She says she doesn't want, and there's no essay at all for them to get married. And it also says that Gav the lav of lo yuchal shalcha. It's really up to her. So it emerges, and this is the Nekuda, that the Isser Lagarish isn't because of the Etzem Maisa Gerushin. It's because of the Taitzos HaGerushin. Because the Etzem Maisa HaGerushin is Beseder Gamor. But we don't want the Taitzos. That a woman is Megureshes and sent away. Because what bothers the woman? The Etzem HaMaisa, that he's handing her a piece of parchment, achpatla. What bothers the woman is the chalois, is that there's a chalois gerushin, and that means that she's not taken care of anymore. She's not going to be provided for anymore. That's what bothers her. She's all alone now. That's what bothers her. The chalois gerushin. Zekol abaya po. Lo etzem amaisa gerushin. Aval amaisa greide ilay mahani enu mafriyala. ואם כן מוכרח, דהגירושין חלין. דבלאו אחי, לא שייך איסור הכלל. Meaning that we said before that if the toitsa, if the iser isn't in the mice itself, the iser is only in the toitsa, So then it is chal. And then the pasuk is going to be interpreted as only talking about the iser, saying that this should not be done, but not that this cannot be done. So here the iser is in the totsah, in the chalos gerushin. And since the iser is only in the totsah, and if we say that the totsah isn't chal, there's no iser at all, so in such an instance, we say mahani. And that's the case over here, because the iser here is not the maisa gerushin. The iser is the totsah's gerushin. That's what her kpeda is. And the chalos gerushin. So we had a kasha l'shitas ha-taisvus ba'oines shigireish l'rav d'l'ravi yavad lo'y mahani lo yachulu ha-gerushin kol ikar. According to Tosfos, that if a man raped a woman and he divorced her, according to Rava the yavad lo'y mahani, let the gerushin not be chal. How can you say the gerushin is chal and he has to take her back? The answer is that here the iser is in the etzem ha-maisa. The iser is only in the totsah. Since the iser is in the totsah, it's chal. You don't say lo mahani, you say mahani. And since it's mahani, since it's mahani, so the gerushin is chal. If the gerushin weren't chal, and there'd be no iser at all. Because like we said in the previous shir, that we only say avad lo mahani where there could be an iser even if loy mahani. Because the iser is on the maisa. The maisa is a maisa of iser. Why, what's the mahani? The mahani is the toitzah, the chalos. Kol milsa dam rachman aloy saved. The Torah says not to do it, meaning not to do the Atzim HaMaisa, then the Yavad Loi Mahani, if he did it, then the Taitzah isn't Chal. That's when the Maisa is a Maisa of Isser, and the person gets Malkus because he was over a member of the Rachmana. But Begavna She'ena Isser B'Maisa Atzmo, Ela B'Taitzah is HaMaisa. And if there's no chalos, there's no iser. So it is mahani, because according to Rava, why does he get malchus? Why does he get malchus? Even though lo mahani. Because he was over a member of the Rachmana. But if the iser is in the totsah, then there's no over a member of the Rachmana. He wasn't over on any iser. So that's not what Rava was talking about. Rava was talking about where the iser is on the maisa, and that's separate from the totsah, from the chalos. But if the iser is on the chalos, then he b'chlal wasn't over a member of the Rachman if we say lo mahani. So in such a case, we say that Iyavid Mahani. And that's why it's Aser. Because it's effective. Normally we say even though it's not effective, but he still did something wrong. But if the only thing that's wrong is the Taitzah, is the Chalos, so then in such a case we say Mahani. We say that we say mahani, because the iser is on the chalos, and if you say lo mahani, there's no iser. So why is he getting punished? So it must be in such a case, we say Yavid Mahani. We say Yavid Loi Mahani when there's a Mais, when there's a Mais Isser. And then there's the Chalos. So we say the Mais Isser is a Mais Isser. And he gets Malkus because over Rachmanid Rachman Achalos isn't Chal. But if the Chalos, if the Isser is only if there's a Chalos, and the Isser and the Chalos are one and the same, then you can't say Lo Mahani. Because then there's no Aveira. Therefore, in such a case, we're going to explain the pasuk to mean not two things: that you shouldn't do it and you cannot do it, you're not able to do it, but just that you shouldn't do it. But if you did it, it's chal, and that's the case over here. Ones shegiresh, even though Rabbah holds lo mahani normally, but not here. Here mahani, because the iser of gerushin is the titzos hagerushin. And if we say loy mahani, then there's no iser. So when the Torah says no, what does the Torah mean? There's no iser at all. So how can you say that the Torah is saying there's an iser? It must be there is an iser. He did an iser when he divorced her, but mahani. And the reason mahani, because the iser isn't the maisa, the iser isn't the totsa that she sent away. That's her akpada. That's a Torah. It's based on what we learned in the previous year. Now we see in the Gemara that according to Rava, Ones Shegiresh Tzarech Lachzira is because of Iavad Loi Mahani. In other words, even though the Gerushin is Chal, Imitama Taisvis, that we have a hekesh between Gerushin and Misa. Or because of what we said earlier, that if the Gerushin isn't Chal, then the Isser is not Shaykh to have an Isser. And therefore, what do we say? We say that the Gerushin is Chal. And Mahani. But he has to take her back, so that the Gerushin is Chal. And he has to take her back. So what's the loy mahani? He said mahani. Mahani. For the two reasons that we gave. Either because iskish gerushin the misa, or when the iser is on the taitsa, we say mahani. So in what respect do we say lo mahani? Is the gerushin not effective? In so far as that he has to take her back. And therefore, loy mahani, you have to take the girl back. You wanted to divorce her. And it's not strong enough that you can stay divorced from her. You have to take her back. V'geder ha-dvorim. Moreno of Rosh Yeshiva explained elsewhere that this is because with respect to the obligation to take her back, it's like he was never Megarish. That's explained in his Chedushim and Kedushin in Simin Vov, Anof Aleph Ois Dalet. Shelegabei Achiyuv Lachzira, Harei Hu Keilu Lo Girash. Venilmad Mizeh Di Chaluk, Chiyuv HaMeanes Lachzira Tenu Sato, Lachar Shenasa V'Girsha Mechiyuvo Kodim Shenasa. So there's a distinction according to that between the chiyuv, hopefully, if we didn't already give that shir, then hopefully we'll give that over in the future. So we see that there's a. Hopefully, we'll. We did not. So hopefully, in the future, we'll speak this out. So there's a chiluk between there's a chiluk between the chiyuv to take her back and the chiyuv not to divorce her before he married her. Because before he married her, it's just a mitzvah saseh. He has to marry her. After he divorces her, it's begeder shibut v'chiyuv ishus, that this woman still has rights. Shenesharu zchuyot ha'ishut la'isha v'gabeze shemizchuta letboa sheyachzor v'yisaena v'reu mishu'abad la al kach mitzad elchot shibudei ishut. So here's a shibut to take her back. So, in a certain respect, they're still connected, because he still has chiyuv ishus. What's his chiyuv ishus towards this woman? His chiyuv ishus towards this woman is to take her back. That's his chiyuv ishus. That's what Rabbeinu writes over there, that cholak achiyuv lisa is hanusa betchila meachiyuv laseisa la'achal shel girsha. The betchila avi mitzvahs esay de lo siya li'isha kishar mitzvahs esay. Kama shekasu bavne miluim together v'lo siya li'isha hu davi mitzvah delay v'lo dihu meshubadla. So what's lo siya li'isha? It's his mitzvah. But after he divorces her, he's mechuyev to marry her migeder chiyuve v'shibude ishus. And he's meshubat to her. Because in the Gemara in Tmura and Daf Hei, it says, Onas shegireish chayev lahachzir l'ravitz mitzad din, yavad loy mahani. And Tosus explains that be'emes, the gerishin shouldn't be chal at all. We just have a hekesh between gerishin and misa, that mitzah is mutziah mirishah sabal, so to gerishin. However, the loy mahani is effective, that this shiluach is in l'chol yomav, he has to take her back. So it would appear that since the chiyuv is migeda loy mahani, like abe achiyuv lachazir, it's as if he wasn't megarisher. And she still has zchuyos ha'ishus. She still has marital rights. Even though they're divorced, she still has marital rights. Originally, he just has a mitzvah to marry her. And now, it's part of her marriage, it's that when he divorces her, being taken back is part of her marital rights. And this we see in Tosfos in Makis, and after Zayin Amud Aleph, Divra Maaskel Kagon, who explains that it says in the Gemara that according to the Man Damar Bitlo Velo Bitlo, that one does one get Malkus for being over in a lab and itak la'aseh when he can no longer fix it. He was mamish mevatel the aseh, he can't fix it. So how do we have Malkus ba'onis shekiresh? If an ones, ma'anes, was begarish a woman, and then he made a neder. And what's the neder? He's not gonna have tashmish with her. He's not gonna get enough from her. So that's it. Now he's stuck. So he can't take her back. So that's a case of bitla. So now he's mevatel the essay. Says Tosfos, it's talking about a case where he said, "Koinam tashmish echalai. Your tashmish is a neder to me. I'm not allowed to have tashmish with you." And that's what we say over there, Tesvav Amar Aleph, that if a person's meder es ishtoi, it's only effective ba'oiser tashmisha olav. If he asers her tashmish on him. But if he asers his tashmish on her, it's not effective. since he's meshibah to her. So that's what it's talking about over here. He said tashmishech alai, her tashmish to him. Because Medir Sisha is only effective if he asks her tashmish to him. But he can't answer his tashmish to her because he's meshibah. Frak the avnei miluim, that legabe ishto, I get it, that there's no iser if he asks his tashmish on her since he's meshibah. But here where he was ready megarish her and he's not meshibah to her anymore, he just has to take her back, al tzlosi aliisha. Why shouldn't the neder be chal when he says, konam tashmishi alaich? Nedar machal advar mitzvah, and here he's not meshubat, so let him say konam tashmishi alaich. So it's muchach midivrei atesvus like we said that oines shegireish, the chiyuv to take her back is a shibud of ishus. Because the Gerishin weren't effective with respect to this Shibud. And therefore, he can't aser his tashmish on her because he's still Meshubit. It's like asering it on his wife. So she still has this Chuyos of Ishus. So what comes out from this is that there's a difference between the Chiyuv of a husband before he divorces his wife and after. That beforehand, before he marries her, he has a mitzvah to marry her. After he marries her and divorces her, so now he has to take her back, that's begeder shibud ha'ishus. With respect to the taking her back, it's as if he never divorced her. The lashon of the Tur Shulchan Aruch is that ha'ainis is chayv lisa'ena. These are two different chiyuvim. There's the chiyuv lisa'ena. That's where it starts. He's a mitzvah sase to take her. And if not, he has to take her back, which is a hemshech of the previous marriage as part of the shibud ha'ishus. So from here we have a yesod that even in an instance where the klal of yavad lo'y mahani isn't moneh lechalos legamrei, like here where the Gerishin still chal, nevertheless with respect to what it still is relevant, where it's still possible, there is a din of Yavad Lo Mahani. There is a din of Yavad Lo Mahani. So here also, that's what we see here. We say Mahani as far as the Etzim Gerishin goes, as we explained before, because the issue is the Totsa, not the Maisa, so we say Mahani. But where we can still say Lo Mahani, we still say Lo Mahani, and that's with respect to taking her back. With respect to taking her back, it's as if they weren't divorced, they're still Shibud De'ishus, and therefore he has to take her back. He has to continue the marriage. So that's the Yesod Gadol. When you learn the Torah of the Rosh Yeshiva Zetzal, you get a lot of Yesodas. So based on all the Yesodas that we learned, Emirtz Hashem Yisbarach Shemo, we would like very much in the next shir to explain the Chov of Ribis and the Chiyuv of Shabbos HaRibis and see more Neflos. Neflos Gedolos Mitaras Hashem. This is unbelievable. So please, sweet friends, stay tuned. And we should be Zeicha Lilmod Ulelameit Lishmor Velasos. Well, the time is called Ibrahim Sama Tarasa Bihava, Main Via Main. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends. Belina, there we shall continue. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.